This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity. So here's the deal, Ken. We get this question a lot, and I wanted to address it because a lot of people are going through this right now. They're leaving jobs. We've seen a huge migration of just people moving around, switching
jobs. What do I do with my 401k?
What do I do with
the 401k? That I left behind?
Yes.
Oh, this is a big question.
So it's a big one, and it's an important one that has a lot of zeros on the end. So I want to walk people through the thought process when it comes to rolling over the 401k. So, of course, you have a bunch of options. Number one is cash out your 401k, which is a terrible idea because you're going to pay taxes and penalties if you're not of retirement age. The other option is do nothing and leave the money in your old 401k. Also a terrible idea, probably in second place in the terrible idea list. The other two options are you can roll over the money into your new employer's plan. So if you have an old 401k, you got a new job, you can roll it directly into the new employer's 401k. And then finally, the last and probably my favorite option is you can do a rollover into an IRA, which is outside of an employer. And so I like that one the best, Ken, because it gives you the most control over your investing options. Yeah. The IRA basically has unlimited options, whereas your 401k has a fewer, more select options.
All right, so let's play this out. Excuse me. I leave company ABC, and I have a 401k there. And so I take a job in another company, and they've got a 401k plan. I'm going to go to my SmartVestor Pro, the person who handles my retirement. I'm going to say, all right, I need to take my old 401k, I need to roll that over into an IRA, and I'm going to jump right in immediately with the new 401k.
Yeah.
And so that 401k from the previous company is going to grow. You're just not contributing to it, but it's going to sit in that amount in the IRA. Or can you choose to contribute to it in the IRA form?
So that's called a rollover IRA.
Right.
And so that is an option where that money continues to grow. You can continue to contribute. And so that is a solid option because of the amount of control you have over your investments. And I like that one the best because as a bucket, when you think about your retirement plan, it's good to have different buckets.
Right.
And here's the big thing though, people don't think about. If you had a traditional 401k plan and you decide, hey, I'm going to do a rollover to a Roth IRA, you don't want to do that because there's going to be a Roth conversion that you pay.
That's right.
And the only time you should do that is when you're in baby step seven. You have a paid for house. Now this is extra money you have laying around.
Right.
And you can pay the tax burden to basically convert that to tax free
money.
There's
no purpose in taking a 401k and putting it in a Roth because you're going to pay a tax. And that's the whole purpose of having a Roth is to get it out later with no tax.
You want that money to grow tax-free.
Exactly.
So there's a time and place to do that, but you're going to pay a hefty fee in order to
and
do
that's
that.
That's why we do the IRA.
You want to do a direct rollover. So let's say you have a traditional 401k. You want to do a direct rollover to a traditional IRA.
Right.
If you have a Roth 401k, you can do a direct rollover to a Roth IRA. So you want to keep them equally yoked, if you will.
I like that.
To keep
that.
It biblical for there, you, Ken. I know you like that reference.
Thank you. Thank you for the reference.
So if you've got the old one, it's time. And you got to do something. Don't just leave it sitting out there. You don't have control over it. The fees are now eating up what was left of your nest egg there. So do something. Roll it over to the new employer or roll it over
roll
direct.
Roll it, rolling, rolling.
Direct is what you want. Not indirect, Ken. Direct.
Yeah,
to avoid any fees.
Equally yoked.
You don't want to see that money.
Yeah.
That's the important part. So if you have questions about this, you can, of course, ask your employer and HR department, but you can also get an investment pro in your corner. And if you go to RamseySolutions.com, our SmartVestor program can get you in touch with someone who can help you with this rollover process. That's something I did, Ken, when I worked at Ramsey. Mm-hmm. I had an old 401k from my Apple retail days. And so they helped me roll that over into an IRA, and that money's been growing ever since. From a Roth 401k, direct rollover, Roth IRA.
I love it.
And it's been growing with my control. So
I love it. No reference to my rolling, roll it, roll nothing.
I didn't want to acknowledge it, to be honest.
Why?
Was that an old Walmart ad?
No, it's not an old Walmart ad. It's just is it an old Walmart ad?
Keep those prices rolling.
I heard a Limp Bizkit reference.
It's not Limp Bizkit. Joe knows. It's an old song. Rawhide, like a Western. It was a Western Rawhide. Yeah, like an old. I mean, George, you wouldn't know what it is because you don't even know who John Wayne is, but I digress.
Yeah. No, it is Rawhide Walmart, by Frankie Lane.
Biscuit and Rawhide.
We just went the whole range there, but that's what I do. I like to create good conversation over absolutely nothing.
I think that tells you the zeitgeist that we were born into, Ken. You're mentioning songs from 1961, and I'm thinking
of
an old...
Oh, did you pull it up?
Yeah.
Well, give them the full reference now. People want to know.
Rawhide by Frankie Lane.
Rawhide by Frankie Lane.
Released in 1961.
You're smarter now. You're smarter. Gosh. I don't care if you like it or not.
Can you admit your references are a bit dated?
Well, there's no question they're dated, but that's the spice that I bring to the show. You and Rachel don't know about anything since, like, 2000.
Sorry.
We don't know what Delaney knows. What's going on inside his head is just it's dangerous.
You don't want to.
So I got to bring a little bit of culture, knowledge.
I bring some vocab, you bring some culture, and we meet in the middle.
Listen,
I love it.
Nobody's complaining about the Rawhide reference. Plus, I think people want to hear me sing more.
Oh, gosh.
I could be wrong about that.
Nope. Thanks for tuning in to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. To learn more about investing, visit RamseySolutions.com/investing or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/smartvestor.